love on the cross. Was there a way to avoid the cross? Could have Jesus purchased our redemption any other way? I don't think so. For the Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, been made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come unto us Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now the scripture here tells us clear, if we were to receive the blessing of Abraham, someone was to hang on the cross. Jesus hanged on that cruel cross so that the justice of God may be satisfied. For he is a just God. Remember in the book of Romans 6:23, the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God couldn't have just forgiven without a sacrifice. Now the Bible again says in John 15:13, what great love that a man should lay his life for his friend. Jesus laid his life for us so that we may have access to the blessing that God prepared for all of us. Receive the love. The first step is to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now come, let's pray together. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I repent from my sins. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. If you've said that prayer, I know you are saved. Now you are a child of the Most High God. Receive the love on the cross.
More music at gospelmetrics.com.